I'm visiting with Delaine Johnson with Quad County Processors, and we just ended a press conference here at the Iowa Speedway where Inogen is presenting the American Ethanol 200. Can you just talk a little bit about what Inogen, Syngenta's product and the
accelerate technology.
Technology means to a processing plant like yours?
Sure. Well, I'll start with Inogen. Inogen is actually a corn that has an output trait which is including the alpha amylase. Alpha amylase is it's in your saliva, and we historically had bought it as a liquid enzyme and added it to the corn in order to break the starch down into glucose so it could be made into ethanol. With the Inogen corn, we're able to just mix 15% Inogen corn in with 85% number 2 yellow corn, and that enzyme has enough activity to be able to process all of that corn into ethanol. The Cellerate technology, on the other hand, is a technology that is a bolt-on to an existing ethanol facility where we're able to convert the corn kernel fiber into cellulosic ethanol, additional corn oil, and by doing that, it creates a higher protein, more valuable feed to the livestock industry. When we combine the two technologies together, the benefits of Inogen's higher or better viscosity, as well as the additional fermentation space from the Cellerate technology, allows plants to get up to 15% additional throughput, reduce their energy content by approximately 10%, and it also allows them to get all of the benefits out of Cellerate and Inogen. So we talk about it as each of the technologies are very good on their own, but they're actually even better when combined.
So it's essentially, you could say, saving your plant some dollars, which is sufficient enough to be able to pay these growers of the Inogen corn a little bit of a premium, and so it's kind of a win-win for all.
It is. At Quad County Corn Processors, we're a 35-million-gallon-per-year facility. We contracted 14,000 acres of Inogen corn last year, and it actually left premiums in our local communities of approximately $1 million. In the past, we would have spent a similar $1 million to buy alpha amylase, and those dollars would have left the community. So it's been fantastic for, you know, continuing to turn the dollars in rural America.
Well, we're looking forward to a great race here, running on a 15% blend of ethanol, if I get it right. Actually, all the NASCAR series do. That's got to make corn growers in Iowa pretty proud, right?
Oh, absolutely. We're very pleased to see that and happy to participate.
All right. Thank you very much. Visiting here at the Media Center, and we're getting ready for the American Ethanol 200 presented by Inogen. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.